The first stage of the war crimes trial of Slobodan Milosevic ended yesterday at The Hague. The prosecution wrapped up its presentation of charges relating to war crimes in Kosovo. In 2 weeks, prosecutors will begin presenting evidence from earlier wars in Croatia and Bosnia. The former Yugoslav president, who's acting as his own attorney, is charged with 66 counts of crimes against humanity and genocide. NPR's Sofia Poggioli reports.
The first part of the Milosevic trial ended on a note of controversy. The defendant brandished copies of a Dutch newspaper article and lodged a complaint. The article is an interview with a court official who should be representing Milosevic's interests. Milosevic here reads out loud a translation of the interview in which the court-appointed official, Michael Vladimirov, appears to acknowledge Milosevic's guilt.
There is a clear link proven between the army, police, slaughters in Kosovo and Milosevic. There is no smoking gun found, but it is very naive to think that people from Milosevic's regime will testify against him, since this would lead to prosecution in their own country as well.
Vladimirov is one of three lawyers the court appointed to serve as what are called friends of the court to guarantee the defendant's rights. Yesterday, a clearly embarrassed Vladimirov told the court his words had been misquoted by the newspaper. The tribunal judges said they would confer and later issue a ruling on the incident. The Vladimirov affair cast a shadow over the end of this chapter of the trial. However, Judith Armata, who has been monitoring the proceedings for the Coalition for International Justice, says the prosecution has presented a very good case despite having to work under some very serious constraints.
Time being one of them, and how they had to limit their witnesses and the kinds of witnesses that they could call.
Since the trial opened in February, the prosecution has presented more than 120 witnesses in public session and several more so-called protected witnesses behind closed doors. The trial chamber has heard accounts from Kosovo Albanian survivors of mass killings and deportations of civilians in 1999. One of the most harrowing testimonies came last week from a young soldier in the Yugoslav army. For his protection, he's known only as K-41. He told the court he was ordered by his commander to execute 15 Kosovo Albanian civilians. He described how the bodies fell on top of one another.
And what I remember most vividly is how I remember this very vividly. There was a baby, and it had been shot with 3 bullets, and it was screaming unbelievably loud.
Presiding Judge Richard May had warned K-41 that his testimony could lead to self-incrimination. But the witness said he had to speak out. He cannot sleep at night because he's haunted by that loud screaming. K-41, who named names of his army commanders, struck a powerful chord among Serbs watching the trial on TV in Serbia. Ljubica Gojicic covers the trial for B92, the independent Serb broadcast network. She says the B92 website was flooded by an unprecedented number of email comments from people who expressed shock and horror that the Yugoslav armed forces could be responsible for such atrocities.
I think it was a very compelling testimony, and he was very calm, incredibly calm, given the subject that he was talking about, and he did not let Milosevic confuse him and lived to the moment to tell Milosevic, I think you are to blame for this.
K-41's testimony may have been the high point for the prosecution's Kosovo case. However, prosecutors had hoped to present witnesses from Milosevic's inner circle who would presumably furnish proof of his direct responsibility in what the indictment calls a joint criminal enterprise. But no insiders showed up, and the smoking gun has still not been revealed. The prosecution now faces the task of proving Milosevic's direct responsibility in war crimes in Croatia and Bosnia. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.